B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson. Why is there a fire extinguisher at the ready? It's literally right here next to me. I've never noticed this before. Is this normal thing?
Bob was a little gassy this morning. I had to be ready. No, wait, didn't it usually hang over It's usually behind the Dutch
pop-up
thing.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Wonder
I didn't
notice what the overnight was all about.
Bob was gassy this morning. What did you have, jalapenos and your Cheerios this morning,
Wait a minute. We want to talk gassy this morning? Seriously, Jamie?
Oh, Jamie, you had issues?
He was horrible this morning.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used a fire extinguisher?
Never in my life. Trey, have you?
No.
Never had to.
I guess that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I've started a lot of fires.
Oh,
never put one out. Dude, I got like a little pyro in me, you know.
Did you?
Do you really? Trey, everybody's got a little pyro in
them. I love watching a flame.
Yeah. I could sit outside and watch a flame all day.
When I was young, me and my neighborhood buddies, we used to soak tennis balls in gasoline, light them on fire, and then play street hockey with them. So everybody's got a little pyro in them, Trey.
Yeah, I love watching flames, man.
What?
You know, I just...
Yeah.
Well, dude, you can't just let that drop. Well, you would hold it. You would
tennis balls in gasoline, light them on fire, and then we would play street hockey. It would only, you know, it would fizzle out in like a minute.
Gasoline and fire, like that was the first thing I learned, like before reading. Which I barely learned anyway, but still, gasoline? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You just started a trend.
Nah.
If there's kids listening right now.
Don't listen to me, kids.
Yeah, don't listen to Jamie. Jeez.
Don't listen to
So I get it, Trey. I get it.
I love a flame. Love to watch a flame. I don't know.
I think the time I scared my mom the most, like, oh, my son might turn out to be a psychopath, was when I lit the candles for get the mosquitoes away.
Oh, yeah.
And I lit the citronella candle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I lit a candle, and I was like, I don't know how old I was, like 10. And I said to my Mom, I like how the fire dances. And my mom's like, all right, we're going to get you help. We are going to get you help. No, that didn't happen. But the story happened, but I didn't get any help, which is why I am the way I am. But no, I've never used a fire extinguisher, Jamie, I agree with you. I think that is a very good thing. There was a little bit of a fire that started last night on social media, though, which was this little Ben Simmons video that came out. Have you watched this, Trey? Have you seen this yet?
I have.
This is a great video.
I told you.
It's
100%.
I told you.
Well, I never denied that Ben Simmons was going to work on his jump shot. If anything, I've admitted my own naivete about him coming back next year with a jump shot. And here's some nice video of him in a game, not an NBA game, but nonetheless a pickup game, of him incorporating a mid-range game and a little bit of a three-pointer as well that he knocks down. Now, what you might not be seeing is within the game him missing maybe 10, but I don't care.
Yeah.
He's attempting the shot. That's it. And here's what social media does. So he's shooting, and people go bonkers. He's shooting. He's working on his craft. He's in the gym. It's not him holding the adorable little pigs anymore, Bob. It's him in the gym working out, playing within a game.
So I was told nice. L.A. doesn't have basketball gyms, though.
I mean, it's not him riding on a bike.
Exactly.
Having an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's not him and Kendall seeing whether or not they can make things work, because apparently she's busy with some other thing.
I mean, well, she has a starting five that's just, you know.
All-star caliber.
Yeah, right?
Hey, to her credit, in her own right, she's her own all-star. But you have people responding to the video last night. This was put out by Chris J. Johnson out there in La La Land, if you will. And people right away, all I tweeted out to say was, oh, Ben Simmons working on his craft, right? Basically is all I said on Twitter. And right away the response is, Mark, seen this before in an NBA game? That's from my man Charles, who tweets the show regularly. Let's see this in an NBA game. All right, as expected. And then, I saw him make the same shots in warm-ups before a game against Toronto last year, made 10 in a row, didn't shoot any during the game. Head case. That one comes in from Robert. Come on, people. Wow. Let's try to be better here. Another one. Manny Zarzi on Twitter puts out there, I did that Monday night in a men's over 30 league. All right. I didn't know the weight of the NBA world was on your shoulders in a franchise.
60 or something million dollars.
Very true. Now, I will say, at IronAnt22 tweeted four eggplant emojis. So at least they're excited about it.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
The point is the guy's just working on his craft. That's the only point. He's just working on his craft. If he wasn't doing it, people would say, oh, where's him incorporating it in a game? And look, it's a pickup game. But, Bob, doesn't it start there? Doesn't it start in that little, in the confines of a basketball game?
Yeah. Like I said before, it's got to become habit forming. It has to be where he gets a ball and he takes a dribble with his left hand and finds himself inside the top of the key area and notices that there's nobody there. It's that hard dribble and rise up. Like, you got to practice that. And, you know, somebody mentioned, oh, I've seen him shoot before games. Well, before games, nobody's covering you. You're not on the move. You're catching and shooting. If Ben Simmons can get in the habit of, he's going to be off the dribble almost all the time because that's his game. If he can get in the habit of that real good hard dribble with that left hand, set his feet, pull up, and rise up, good. Make it a habit and get used to doing it.
Well, that's all I want. I just want to see him make it a fluid part of his game. And in this little pickup game, crawling before you're walking, walking before you're running, running before you're sprinting, you just want to see a guy look comfortable. And that's at least what it looked like. Now, I remember the videos of last year of him shooting wide open threes. I don't remember game footage like this.
I don't recall game footage.
The only thing I remember is Joel Embiid doing it. I remember Joel Embiid showing that he was at least healthy and he was on the floor and he was doing it. I remember Ben showing that he was healthy and on the floor and still finishing around the rim, but I don't remember game footage of the threes. And it's like every time he posts something, someone's like, oh, well, let me see a step up. And then he takes a step up. Oh, let me see another step up. Oh, a step up. Like, people are never satisfied. And they're not going to be satisfied until they see it for 82 games during the course of a regular season. And to some people, I get, because they're naysayers, they don't have faith, they don't believe, they're afraid of looking naive. I honestly think he's coming back with that shot, and it's just a good thing to see the guy that you're investing so much in, $170 million, to at least be working on that in the offseason.
And he had
good
a floater in there, too.
A little floater.
He had a nice little floater.
Like that's what I'm talking about. That's what I've been saying to you guys. Like, I don't care about the standard, here's my jump shot or the pull-up. Just, I need a game for out to about 12 feet, out to about 12 to 15 feet, whether it's a runner off of 1 foot, a lefty or righty, whether it's a pull-up, whatever it may be, that's where I want him to take his game out to a little bit. It doesn't have to be this, he's got to learn to shoot the jump shot. Just learn to have an offensive game out to about 15 feet.
Look, I don't want to be, I don't want to nitpick over the form, because first, I'm not a shooting coach, so who gives a damn what I say about form?
It's not good.
But
no, it's not.
I mean, Mark, if you were blowing a bubble, I'd just put a pin in it because it's not good.
No, I was not at all.
Went in the hoop.
Right. The end, because here's what I'll say. Reggie Miller is the guy that most people look at, crossed his hands when he shot, which is the weirdest thing. It was almost like a clapping sound type of thing. I don't care about the form right now. I just want to see him have the confidence to shoot it. And look, the elbow's still out. The follow through is not all the way through. They're just like, I don't know, by the book things, I guess, that are just off with the shot. But if he's hitting it, I'm happy.
Does he look like a wrist shooter to you?
It looks pushy.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, it looks real pushy. Like, the further out he goes, the further out the elbow goes. Uh-huh. So that's, you know, if you're shooting and you have your elbow in, that's a follow through. Once the elbow starts coming out, that's a push.
Yeah,
it's Evan Turner-esque, is what it is.
Yeah, it's not good. And Evan's release was so slow, and But look, the willingness to shoot it is my biggest thing, first and
that's
foremost.
That's all I'm asking for. Yeah.
And I guess it's just like your golf shot. You got to find what works for you.
Exactly.
You know, and if you can get it to go in the hoop, hey, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're going underhand, you know, whatever you're doing, as long as it goes in the hoop.
Jim Furyk's swing is, unprecedented. It's kind of ugly looking. But it works for him, and he made a pretty good career out of it.
He's getting it done. Yeah. He's getting it done for himself. Now, I'll say this. Some people are like, pissed about this. And I will say, it was still the majority of people with negative comments. But I will say this. It wasn't as negative as I thought it would be. Like I said, we got the four eggplant emojis. That's a good thing, right? People are excited.
It's a lot.
That right.
On a scale of five, that's pretty good.
I don't know. So it's like a semi-erection?
That's bigger than semi.
Yeah, it's bigger than semi.
He's getting there. I'd go chubby.
But there I'll say chub's like 2.5.
But I will say one person tweeted back, I'm giddy AF. Let's go. And I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah. All right. I was a little giddy when I saw it.
It's not all negative. All right. So people are more excited than I thought they would be, which is a nice thing to see. Now, something else to possibly get excited about. And you know what? If Sam's listening, I do want to make this the Twitter poll.
Get excited!
Because, and you know, we'll maybe do a little play by play. We'll do a little play-by-play maybe of Ben Simmons in the video released by Chris Johnson Sports, I believe it is, doing a phenomenal, Chris J. Hoops for Chris Johnson, the guy that's an NBA skills coach, and he has the summer leaguers out there. But something else that got me excited yesterday was after we got off the air, I'm following Jim Salisbury, and he writes a story about Matt Klentak going out to Detroit for tonight's game, Aaron Nola, takes on our boy Boyd.
I don't think he's there for Aaron Nola.
He's just checking in.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, how you been?
Hey. You still feeling ace-like?
And then Bob Nightingale comes out and says, hey, by the way, the Phillies, they're in Arizona. They're going to be scouting Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray. A couple of names. It seemed like they get, well, more so Zach Greinke, a name that gets brought up almost every trade deadline. And a lot of times teams are a little like, I don't know if I want to do that because he's going to make $35 million each of the next 2 years. That's a chunk of change right there. Robbie Ray, basically, you get for free in terms of money. Like he's only got a 1 year deal he's done after this one. So you wouldn't have to give up as much, obviously. But I would love to see Robbie Ray come here. Left-handed pitcher, only 27 years old. 9-6, just won his ninth game last night. ERA sub-4. Arizona, obviously, not having the best of seasons, to say the least. So obvious sellers here in the market. But Klentak right now, going out to Detroit to at least watch Matthew Boyd pitch for the Tigers. You have the Phillies putting their feet in the water a little bit, dipping their toe in the water out there in Arizona to see what Robbie Ray and Zach Greinke could bring you here in Philadelphia. I actually have confidence in Matt Klentak making a move.
Yeah, I think they're going to get something done, too. Like, Zach Greinke, talk about a game changer. He's still, you know, he's, what, 35?
Yeah, 35 years old. He'll be 36 in October.
Still one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, if that were to happen, and look, he has a no-trade clause, and I think the Phillies are on it. He apparently has some big market East Coast anxiety. Outside of all that, if they were able to get him, I'm running through a brick wall.
I've heard that about him in terms of he doesn't anxiety. Like the big markets. Uh-huh. No, like doesn't like the big markets, which is an odd thing.
East Coast specifically, because we're a little eat your
which
own.
Is why he could pitch in L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe not here.
Yeah.
So I get, but the funny thing that I always look at for there is why wouldn't he stay in Kansas City?
Yeah. Like, maybe they weren't willing to pay him $35 million a year.
Nah, you know what? I thought about that too. But I'm just like, if it was that bad, I guess money does cure everything.
Yeah, it
does. But the bottom line is this. Here's the question I want to put out there. I want to go around the horn with this before I get into our little content. I just found out we got UFC tickets we're going to be giving away here. Excuse me, MMA fighters. It's going to be incredible. Down the OceanAC.com, Ocean Casino. We got tickets for that. We got tickets for FanFest. We're going to get into our contest in a minute, but do you have confidence right now that Matt Klentak will make a significant addition before the trade deadline? And I think most people, when they look at it, they look at the rotation. But I'm just going to put it in general, because I think that's where most people's mind's going to go anyway, Trey. Do you think that Matt Klentak will make a significant addition to the Phillies roster before the trade deadline coming up in just, what, 8 days now?
Yeah.
Do you have confidence? I'll tell you right now, I got confidence he's going to do it. Because the more I try to wrap my head around this, the Phillies are only a half game out of wild card contention right now.
Let me get my answer, man.
Ask
me a question, then you just jumped it.
Well, because if I'm throwing it out, I don't want to make it look like I'm going to just hedge my answer by going around the horn and then answering. Yeah. I'm going to have the guts to stand in front of the gun first.
Okay.
So I say yes, he makes the move, Trey Thomas.
I think so too. All right.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a move where
what are you scared about, Bobby?
I'm not scared. What I'm saying is I think it's going to be a okay. They made a move.
So
because here's my reasoning. Listening to the National People talk last night and all that, it seems like Red Sox, Yankees, a lot of these, lot of these really high teams, high salary teams, are also looking for starting pitching, and it looks like it's driving the price up and up. And I'm not just talking money; I'm talking prospects. Phillies are lacking in that area, and I don't know if they're going to be able to make a team happy with what they can present.
See, I still think they could get Robbie Ray, like again, 1 year, not a whole lot of money attached to him, even a little bit.
All right,
really,
so does Robbie Ray make you go, that's my point.
No, but again, the word was significant.
Okay.
And I think that's a significant move if they go get Robbie Ray. Because he is automatically better than what you have in the rotation. Similar to Drew Smyly. Could he be better? Yes, he could. Did he give you a better start probably than anybody not named Aaron Nola would have given you the other day? Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So I think Robbie Ray would be a significant move. You're automatically altering your starting rotation, which shouldn't be that hard to do anyway, to bring in a guy like Robbie Ray. That's what you're doing. I think that's a significant move. So, Trey, you say yes.
Yes.
Bob, you say yes. Do we have a unanimous?
Hell yeah. I think you get something done. The impression I'm getting is they believe, all right, let's go for this wild card. I think Andy McPhail was a wet blanket for the sake of being a wet blanket 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think that was more about his manager. As far as the... You know, he gave you coach speak.
Yeah.
It's kind of what Andy McPhail did.
The more I thought about it, the less I cared about its meaning.
Yeah, because I don't think he's the decision maker, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think John Middleton is.
But I think John does a good job of listening to his guys. And I think Klentak is his guy. If he comes to him and says, hey, I got this trade that we can make right now. Yeah. Are you going to, like, for instance, Zach Greinke. Hey, John, you okay with paying $35 million over there?
And hopefully he says, yeah, I want my damn trophy back.
Exactly. Let's see that mentality. So we got that going on. And then yesterday, the trailer got released for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, Bob hates Mr. Rogers.
Apparently Bob's a communist. I just learned this. You like Mr. Rogers?
How do you hate Mr. Rogers?
I didn't say I hated Mr. Rogers.
I asked you to be my neighbor, and you said no.
I hate you. I don't hate Mr. Rogers.
House sneakers. The man had house sneakers.
That wasn't the kind of show I wanted to watch when I was a little kid.
Yeah, don't you just hate education?
Were you? I probably did, yeah. I'd rather play sports.
I really wasn't a Mr. Rogers guy.
Exactly. Yeah, come on, Chad. See, I'm honest here.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, I don't give in to the peer pressure.
I don't hate him, though.
I don't hate him either. I just, when it came on the TV, I switched the channel, so I turned it off.
I don't give in to peer pressure either, because that's what Mr. Rogers told me. Don't give in to peer pressure.
He let you get in touch with your own feelings.
That's right.
Bob.
Yeah, I was able to do that on my own. I didn't need...
And he let you know that other people...
I didn't need a guy on TV putting on a sweater and tennis shoes to tell me that.
I didn't know anyone like Mr. Rogers. Like, there's no one like Mr. Rogers.
You did.
Like, no one like him existed in my family.
He was probably on a lot of edibles.
Anyone's family.
He was probably, like, ahead of the curve as a pothead.
Right, definitely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, in his closet, he's just taking bong
rips. Well, that's what I said to you. If there's some scandal involved, I'll watch the movie. If there's a little bit of scandal.
Mr. Rogers in the closet being like, hey, everything we do matters, man.
Yeah.
It's everything we do matters.
He passes to Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, you got to try this, man. It's wild. But that came out, and Tom Hanks, though, is... He might be the most... I don't know anybody better.
It looked like him.
That's a more perfect person to play that role than Tom Hanks.
Could you imagine going around being in character for like 6 months, making that movie, being Mr. Rogers? I said to Jamie, I'd rather be stuck on an island like he was in the one movie for 6 months than play Mr. Rogers for 6 months.
I would like to see Tom Hanks Castaway play Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers just to say, come on, kids. But it would be a wild thing. But honestly, I can't think of a more perfect person to play Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking a little bit here. Who's the worst person to play Mr. Rogers?
Ted Bundy.
Okay, we'll go there. But no, in all seriousness,
Zac Efron, Ted Bundy.
Who would be that? Still one of the greatest things I've ever seen on Netflix. That movie. But in all seriousness, who would be? And you were like meh on it.
Yeah, kind of meh.
This guy. Speaking of wet blankets,
Mr. Rogers.
Okay, so I kicked this question around yesterday. NBC Sports Philly. Charlie Sheen was the first person mentioned as the worst person to possibly play Mr. Rogers. Yeah. So who would be the worst person to play Mr. Rogers? Tom Hanks is obviously
Jack
the best.
Jack Nicholson.
All right, leave some meat on the bone for our listeners. They got to win some Fan Fest tickets.
Rick James, Super Freak.
I would watch that movie.
That would be awesome.
I would watch that movie. There's one obvious one. Because the guy already did a play on it, and the guy's name's been back in the news recently. There's an obvious one. Now, Tom Hanks is the perfect person to play Mr. Rogers. We can all acknowledge. but who would be the worst? We got FanFest tickets we're giving away. We got tickets to Ocean Casino, where you can win a pair of tickets to the Professionals Fighters League MMA at Ocean Resort this Saturday, July 25th. Buy tickets online at theoceanac.com or at the door. Tickets are on sale now. 610-632-0975. We got Sean in Doylestown. We got open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll examine a little further the MLB trade deadline and who thinks the Phillies are going to make a significant acquisition before the MLB trade deadline, coming up in just 8 days. Time of the Fanatic, 615.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
A negative thing happened to me yesterday, and when it happened, I wasn't even angry. Uh-huh. I just started laughing because I immediately thought of how Jamie Lynch, the bro over there, would have reacted if it happened to him.
So we need to get the... it kind of works.
What?
The WWJD. What would Jamie do?
There it is.
Jamie is now taking over for Jesus.
So yeah, if Carson wears that bracelet, it's not actually the other thing. It's what would Jamie do? Yeah.
I did not think it was going to go there, but yes, that's exactly what happened. It was a social, I don't know, faux pas.
Uh-huh.
And basically because Jamie, and he was even in here telling us a story at one of the breaks yesterday, Jamie's ever-going quest to rid the world of poor social... awareness?
Yeah, just have some awareness.
You know, we're living in a society.
Yes, that's constantly Jamie when he's in public.
Yes.
He's constantly, because we all have, like, terrible things. Like, happen to terrible. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just bad pet peeves about other people while we're out in public, and Jamie is probably the captain of trying to right those wrongs. And this happened to me yesterday, and it was so blatantly... it was just so stupid. Because, basically, if somebody's walking out of a store right behind you, you hold the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm not saying you have to, you know, put on a butler outfit and a top hat and hold the door for the person and say, right this way, sir.
Yeah.
But the little, like, turn around and, like, hold the door.
Yeah, just hold the door.
Oh, this, what happened yesterday was an absolute travesty. Let's get to, by the way, I've never seen weather captivate people the way it did yesterday.
Yeah. The timeline just turned into people talking about the rain and wind.
It blew up yesterday. Yeah. At like, what, 6 o'clock? Not even 5:30?
I was driving through it. It was bad.
It was like Stranger Things outside.
Yeah.
It was like, all of a sudden, I was waiting for the Demigorgons or whatever to be running around.
Yeah, I heard that weather was bad. I'm like, babe, make sure you stop by Chipotle and get my bowl, though. I mean, you know, look out for that tree branch, but make sure you get my...
No excuses.
Yeah, no excuses.
Double meat.
You know, get that bowl.
All right, the Twitter poll is out there right now.
Do I do you love a Chipotle bowl.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't like the bowl. I go right for the burrito.
Come so on do now. I. Yeah. But, you know, as a healthier alternative.
Actually, I watched video yesterday of me playing in the Union Media Fantasy Day. And I was like, all right, time to drop about 30 pounds. Just try not to eat for a month or something because I ain't working out. But we have the Twitter poll out there brought to you by Window Nation. Window Nation, take advantage of their 50% off sale on any style window. Plus, make no down payment with no payment. It's no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Our Twitter poll question that's out there right now. Do you feel Matt Klentak will make a significant addition to the Phillies roster before the MLB trade deadline? Yes or no? Right now, let's get to Chuck, our old friend in North Carolina. I know Chuck's excited about Eagles camp starting up this week.
Good morning, everybody!
Right. I there you are. I wasn't wrong. You're very excited.
Let's go.
You're ready to go, man. What's the thing you're most looking forward to about the Eagles camp starting up?
I it's going to be on everybody. Everybody knows it's Carson Wentz's health. I mean, there's so much. It sucks that so much rides on this guy. You know, for his injury, but I mean, I hope he can take the weight on the shoulder. I mean, this is a lot. I mean, you can get the contract, you can do all this stuff, but he hasn't had this pressure yet, you know, without having Nick Foles and everything. So I'm really, really, and the offensive line, you know, that's probably my second biggest thing. We got to keep him up. We can't have Lane Johnson having a bad five games.
Damn right. People are raring to go, though, man. People are already chomping at the bit to see them start hitting people. And it won't be for a couple of weeks, probably.
So I'm getting excited. Y'all know that y'all said Chipotle. I have never eaten Chipotle, and I've never eaten a Chick-fil-A, ever.
You have to fix both those things.
Yeah, don't they have them down there, Chuck?
They don't have a Chipotle. They have a Chick-fil-A, but I'm an electrician, and I've worked in all those restaurants, and there's a reason I don't eat at those restaurants.
All right, don't spoil it for us.
Wait, how about Checkers? Have you eaten at Checkers?
There was a Checkers here for about 6 months, and they shut it down.
That's a travesty. Who would be the worst Mr. Rogers, Chuck?
The worst Mr. Rogers for me, I thought about Jean-Claude Van Damme was my first one.
Okay.
And then my second one was Gary Busey.
All right, we only get one guess here, but they're both good. Chuck, would you be able to make it up for FanFest?
Oh, I'm coming up.
Oh, there we go. Right, you already got your tickets?
I'm bringing my best friend and then my wife and son are coming. I didn't know it was 21 and up, so they're going to hang out at the hotel or go do some stuff in Philly while me and my best friend come to FanFest.
There you go. You have your man time. Good for you, Chuck. Yeah, what's up?
Trey, what goes through your head the day before training camp?
Damn.
What are you doing the day before training camp? And I'll let you go after that.
Okay. So I'm sorry, what did he say?
What was that last part, Chuck?
What's going on today before training camp? Are you with the family? Are you getting your travel? I mean, what are you doing the day before training camp? Because I know once you guys do this, you don't see them for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, back when we had to drive to Lehigh, it was all about packing up your bag, you know, making sure you got your pillow, your blankets, you know, So it's just it's pretty much something like what I have on right now, dry fit shirt and some, you know, workout shorts, because that's pretty much what you're going to be in for the rest of the time that you're there. And, you know, you're just packing everything up, get you some snacks. And then for me, because whenever we had to go to training camp, we had to weigh in. So that was the first thing. So, you know, I probably hadn't been eating for about 24 hours, you know, just so I can make sure that I come in there light, you know.
Not getting fine.
Yeah, I don't want to get, you know. So you want to come in there light, you know, weigh in. Then we go hit that, I think it was a Wendy's right around there from, that was right down in the Lehigh. So, yeah, man, it was just packing everything up, you know, kiss the kids and everybody to try to hang out with the family, you know.
Well, the thing that went viral yesterday was Brandon Graham.
Yeah,
that was adorable.
That actually made me think of you, Trey, because I thought of you, but only you're the daughter that doesn't want to go herself to training camp.
I don't want to go.
I was like, this is how Trey would act right now if he had to. If he was told, like, right now that he would have to go to training camp again.
Yeah, man, it would just... It would hurt, but then you just go ahead and go do what you got to do, man. It's what you do.
It's just every time I know.
But this is easy. I mean, you're right down the street.
Yeah, this is not your training. Go home.
You get to sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to the hotel. It's right around the corner.
Is that what, do they put them up at the hotel?
Yeah, they
go
stay in
the
hotel.
Camp?
Yeah, no, not for, probably for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, you're right down the street. It's not Lehigh.
No.
Yeah, you got to drive for an hour. Traffic.
You won't even go. It scarred you for life. No, you won't even go that way.
No, I don't.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
I'll never forget listening to Steve Smith talk about the Eagles training camp with Chip Kelly. But I mean, look, it's not that far off from anybody else's training camp nowadays either. But basically talking about it, you know, it wasn't training camp. It was just camp.
Camp. Yeah, it was just camp.
Let's get Sean and Doylestown up here. Sean, are you confident Matt Klentak will make a deal before the deadline?
I certainly hope so. I'm tired of irrelevant baseball in Philadelphia.
Now, Sean, you go along with my point that I was making last week, that the offseason of the Phillies has been a lot more interesting than the regular season of the Phillies. And that's sad to me, very sad, because we got what we wanted in the offseason.
Exactly right. I mean, I felt like we made all these moves and got all these players in the offseason, and now we're sitting and waiting. In limbo now for the next deal.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Mr. Rogers rumor or something?
Yeah, so from what I always heard as a kid growing up was that Mr. Rogers always wore sweaters every day because he was a Marine sniper in Vietnam. He got two full sleeves, and it would turn off all the kids, and it really went against his whole image.
I heard I hadn't heard about being a, what you said, a Navy sniper?
A Marine sniper.
A Marine sniper. Yeah, okay. I had heard that he was a Navy SEAL, and he had, like, killed, like, dozens of people in, like, war. So, like, I, there's all these rumors.
Like the same thing.
Yeah, well, no. But what I'm just saying, I just never heard the one about the sleeves. There's different variations of the rumors.
But that's why he always wore them, apparently.
Makes sense.
Really looked into it, though.
I think it's all the
No. Sense.
Why look into it? Why, the rumor is as good as it is.
Yeah, I like that one.
Why look for the truth when whatever you know now is better anyway? Do you have someone that would be a worse Mr. You know, who would be the worst possible actor to play Mr. Rogers?
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a phenomenal.
Terrible job.
That's a phenomenal.
Come on.
Are you a MMA fan?
I am.
All right, we're going to put you in the running for those tickets, Sean. Thanks very much. Put you on hold right there. 610-632-0975. Arnold Schwarzenegger, somebody suggested that on Twitter. That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty,
that is pretty solid.
This will just create a lot of great mental images of people trying to play Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. If Tom Hanks is the best possible person to play Mr. Rogers, I wonder who the worst possible person would be. And I think I said actor there. It doesn't even have to be an actor.
Yeah.
All right, so we're all more or less confident that Matt Klentak's going to make a significant deal before the deadline.
Yeah, there's
right?
too many names out there for something not to happen.
No, I'm saying significant, and Jamie, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I'm saying significant would be a guy like Robbie Ray.
Yeah, Robbie Ray's significant, yeah.
Outstanding would be Zach Greinke. Mind-blowing would be Zach Greinke.
Absolutely. I think Matthew Boyd is more than significant. You know, Mike Minor would be more than significant. Caleb Smith, even to me, is significant just because he's better than what you got.
You're altering what's already your starting rotation, your starting lineup, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. Now, Jim Salisbury also put it out there that they could be looking at Nick Castellanos, who was a big-time prospect.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I had a prospect crush on Nick Castellanos. He's had a couple of good years. He's having one right now hitting around 280. Doesn't hit with a whole lot of pop right now. He's got, I think, 11 home runs on the season.
So he's the perfect Philly.
Exactly. Doesn't get on base a ton, but he's definitely better than Mike Elfranco. So there you go, and he'll be playing third base for you. They could be making some other deals, maybe getting another reliever to come in, but the number one priority, I think we all can agree, is getting another starting pitcher, and hopefully that's what happens here. Let's get Dom on the turnpike here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
What's going on, Mark?
Hey, homie.
Ray, rest of the squad.
Good morning.
Jamie. Yo, so I just want to come right out the gate with it. The worst place to play Mr. Rogers is Marilyn Manson.
That's
not bad. That's solid.
Yes. Dom, I need that movie. I need that movie made. Marilyn Manson, definitely. What's he doing
that
now?
That would disturb me as an adult. Imagine the kids.
Is he still doing music and all that stuff? Is he still making music, Marilyn Manson?
He's still removing ribs.
I just know that would be horrible.
Tom, you know
that,
what? Marilyn Manson might have as many social myths about him as Mr. Rogers.
It's on par. It might be a little bit worse, but it's on par.
Yeah, sure. Man. All right. Go ahead.
But I just want to give y'all an Eagles chant because of what Tobias Harris said to somebody when they were somewhere getting some jeans or something like that. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
There you go, Dom. I'm going to put you on hold, man. You're going to win some FanFest tickets right there. Thanks for the call. Now, what you guys had a story in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, a call. I don't know about story.
Well, a caller told a story, whatever. And it was Tobias Harris. He bumped into him at a mall.
At the old Franklin Mills.
The old Franklin Mills. What is it? The Shops at Mills or whatever now?
Philadelphia Mills or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still Franklin Mills to me.
It's like the outlets now with a roof over it.
Yeah.
So you go out there and this guy goes out there and he bumps into Tobias Harris, who I heard him say over and over again, I think he was keeping a low pro. He had the sunglasses on. He had the aviators on. Yeah. And the guy goes up to him and he's like, "Sup, I don't want to blow you up or nothing, but..."
"But I know you're Tobias Harris."
"I know you're Tobias Harris, so..."
"You're not fooling me none."
"So what's up?" He dropped that on him. And Tobias Harris dropped a "We All We Got, We All We Need."
"We All We Got, We All We Need."
Is that what happened?
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah.
So I got the story right, at least?
Yes.
Yes.
The story of the story?
Yes.
All right.
So Tobias was with some shades on.
Yeah.
Buying socks.
Buying socks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You never bought socks, Trey?
I mean,
or after Rosa picks up the Chipotle bowl, she gets
in
your
a rainstorm
socks.
Though.
In a rainstorm.
But yeah, I order socks.
You order socks?
Yeah. And have them delivered to the house.
Probably in my least, I guess, millennial thing, I don't really shop online.
What?
Yeah.
I shop online all the time.
I do like 100% of my shopping online.
I hate the mall.
Yeah.
I enjoy the interaction.
I hate it.
I like people, mostly.
Well, nothing in the mall fits me anyway, so.
You have to order.
Yeah,
the
really.
More I'm in public, the more I see of people's stupidity, and it just angers me.
See, I laugh.
Unless I have to be on the road.
What's wrong with you?
We're surrounded by idiots everywhere.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I enjoy...
What was his latest fight? Yesterday he was telling us he wanted to fight somebody because they didn't give up a seat to his wife and newborn.
See, I want to get into that.
I literally wanted to fight.
I didn't want to fight him. I wanted to tell him kindly.
You said your hand was clenching.
Yeah.
Yes, in rage, not like I wanted to punch him. I'm not a child.
Got anger issues.
Somehow a prison cafeteria tray was near you, and you picked it up, and you wanted to pass this guy's face.
I essentially bullied my wife and baby away from a table at Whole Foods.
You wanted to shank a guy at Whole Foods, basically.
Yeah, you prevent my little baby girl from having a seat where she deserves one, and then,
Oh, listen to this guy.
You deserve a kick in the junk.
All right, hold on. I want that story, because this thing that happened to me yesterday, I thought of you immediately, Jamie.
Yeah.
Because
I just wish I had more Larry David in me. I really do.
Social assassin?
Yeah.
I'm not your man. A lot of people, I think, would have been pissed in this situation. And I, initially for, the splittest of seconds, I was pissed. But then I started laughing because I couldn't wait to tell Jamie what had happened. And Jamie doesn't even know what happened yet. I'm about to tell him coming up in a few. We got Eric. We got Brian. We got open lines after that. 610-632-0975. Do you have confidence in Matt Klentak? We all do. We are all drinking the Kool-Aid, I guess, that Klentak is actually going to make a move to improve this Phillies team before the trade deadline. I think it's going to be a significant starter added to the rotation. You can't tell me that you're putting all these chips in the offseason and then all of a sudden take a break. Now is the time where push is coming to shove. He's traveling out with the team to Detroit tonight to watch Aaron Nola take on Matthew Boyd, a guy whose name has been mentioned many times along with the Phillies, impossible things going down before the deadline. Also, Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray are getting scouted by the Phillies, according to Bob Nightingale. So plenty of things are out there right now, rumor-wise. The Phillies are at least being active, dipping their toes in the water. Do you have confidence that they are going to make an addition, a significant addition, before the deadline? Also, we got plenty of training camp conversation to get into with that starting up. What are they reporting tomorrow to the NovaCare Complex?
The weigh-ins and all that stuff, the check-in.
Yeah. And then, according to Trey, they're going to go find a Wendy's. They're going to have at it. Did Broderick Bunkley just go? Was it Broderick Bunkley that we were talking about? Burgess. Burgess.
Broderick was a Florida State guy, so just be careful.
He was a Florida State guy.
I'm not going to insult the man. But no, it was Derek.
I thought you were
going
to make a weight thing.
No, I'm not going to make a weight. That was it.
He had a huge. He wasn't Corey Simon big ass, he was a big ass.
A food thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, speaking of big ass, dude. Not that I didn't know this about myself, but I was watching the footage of me doing the. I mentioned earlier. Yeah, it's time to drop some pounds. Trying to drop some LBs there, friend. 610-632-0975. Coming up, Jamie Lynch's ever going quest, never ending quest to right social unawareness. Time of the Fanatic 641.
You know, we're living in a society.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by Panther East. Attention contractors, get job site delivery on all your tools, supplies, equipment, and fall protection gear. Shop online at PantherEast.com. That's Panther East and Black Cat Fasteners. Panther East and Black Cat Fasteners online at PantherEast.com. So I'm out and about yesterday, and immediately I thought about Jamie. I had to stop at a little corner store. Now, to set the scene and why I thought about Jamie. Jamie, go ahead. Tell the story of what happened yesterday at Whole Foods.
Oh, it was last Friday. My wife and I decided we had to pick up a package on Spring Garden. So we're like, let's just go to the Whole Foods food court. It's easy.
You're great Whole Foods.
Yeah, you get the D's and Goff, the Goldies, the Federal Donuts, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's easy. They got beers. We can be in and out. So I'm in line waiting. Addie had already, ordered. We went to different places. So she was already done. We were looking for tables because it was packed. So they have those, four top tables along the banquette there before the registers.
Yeah.
So those were all filled with singles. And I was like, all right, that's annoying because there wasn't a lot of other seats. But whatever, we weren't here. Mm-hmm. So one of those tables gets up to leave, and I'm like, Addy. And I point to the table because we got the stroller. I'm like, grab that because we couldn't sit at every table with the stroller. So she goes, and a guy, probably his late 50s, wearing the AirPods, goes for the table at the same time. Now, I don't think he noticed her right away.
Okay.
They kind of got, he beat her to the table by like a half step. She, at the same time, put the stroller in to be like, hey, I'm going for this table also, and I'm a woman with a young child. And he just completely, like, ignores her existence. Like, just doesn't look at her. Like, if that had happened to me, I would have been like, oh, miss, take the table, please.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Any human being probably would have.
And there were single table seats everywhere, all along the bar counters. There were single seats everywhere. He could have doubled up with one of the other four. Many options. So I'm seeing this happen from like 15 feet away, and I'm just like, the steam starts coming out of my ears. I'm like, he's really not going to, he's not, he's not offering her the table. Okay. And like, I start like talking loudly, and I was like, he's really not going to give you that table, huh? And I can tell he's just in his own planet listening to music. So I make my order and I go away, and we're standing there looking, we're still looking for tables, like right in front of him. And I'm like, So I get our beers. I come back. I'm like, let me refocus here. Regroup. Walk away. Come back. Come back. Still no tables. He's still sitting there. And I just started to get angry. And I was like, Addie, I'm going to go ask him to move. And she was like, no, you're all worked up. Don't do it. It's not worth it. And like at that exact time, another kind of two top opened up. We took that table. But I was just like staring him down the entire meal like, you really didn't offer my wife and child, and you're just sitting there hogging an entire four top. You piece of...
Is there any chance he didn't notice them?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely none. They were literally standing at the same table, and she had a stroller in between the tables, and she was kind of awkwardly like, you know, my wife's not very confrontational at all, and she was just kind of standing there like, well, I hope he offers me the table, and he just didn't pick up on any social clues whatsoever.
Were you ever motivated to go full-blown, like, Europe, and where there's no, like, social space to just sit there with him?
Yes, but I didn't want to give him that satisfaction. I wanted him out.
Well, you know, studies show that when they had the AirPods in, they're probably not listening to anything anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see, that's why.
So hopefully he heard me.
Last week I went on the rant about AirPods. Mm-hmm. Not AirPods in general, but just like earbuds general. Right. Like people that walk around with the headphones on in public, like you know you have a responsibility like other human beings to give a damn about what's going on around you. And that's your ongoing quest to right social unawareness.
Yeah, and then as we got our two-top destination, a guy next to us, a younger dude, starts having a speakerphone conversation. And I was just like, get me out of this place right now. I couldn't even enjoy my beer. And then Skylar started melting down. I was like, I gotta go.
See, that's where I would have just like picked up Skylar and handed him to the guy with the earpod.
You deal with this.
No, you change your diaper on the table where he's sitting.
Oh, this is a wet one here.
Oh, did you have tacos last night, girl?
So, yesterday, I'm at just a corner store in Philly, and I was hot. I had some work to do outside. Mm-hmm. So
it was hot yesterday, still.
Yeah, and I went out to buy, this is before the Stranger Things episode was filmed in Philadelphia all of a sudden with the weather. And I go to this little corner store to pick up a cold beverage. And
a beer or a beverage?
A cold, like a Gatorade. Okay.
Yeah.
And I go out, and the guy in front of me in line was buying, you know, typical, it was a Philadelphia corner store. The guy was buying like a t-shirt, like one that was in a cellophane wrapper.
Yeah.
And he buys it in front of me, and he goes and stands by the door as he's unwrapping it in the trash cans by the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy my Gatorade, whatever, and I go to walk out, and that's when I notice the guy by the door. He's blocking the exit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just take a second. I'm like, I got time. So I just wait patiently, maybe 10 seconds, whatever. And the guy knows I'm waiting to leave. I'm just giving him time to unwrap and throw the thing away. And he takes a step towards the door, and I go to follow him out and doesn't even turn around to like just hold the door for a second, like a little, and not even like the push to fly the door wide open.
Right.
And I'm expecting it because I'm a decent human being.
Because we're living in a society.
I like to treat other people the way I like to be treated, right?
Which isn't asking for much. Just hold the door and don't slam it in my face.
Not a little bit. And he just walks out the door, comes flying back towards me, and I catch it just in time, right, with my cat-like reflexes. And I like a little tick of furiousness, yeah. I guess. And then I started laughing because I couldn't wait to tell you that. Because you would have totally went Hulk mode and like picked the door off the hinges and thrown it at the guy.
I'm rarely confrontational, but what I do a lot of the under the breath, like, you gotta be kidding. You, what the? Like, yeah. Loud enough so they can hear it, but not loud enough where it's becomes a thing.
You feel like you got your point across to yourself.
Yes.
I think something happens to you almost once a day.
Yesterday.
Whether driving.
Yesterday, I'm leaving Starbucks on South Street. I went to go get iced coffees. I'm leaving the place, and a couple is standing right in front of the door on South Street, so blocking the door, leaving the store. And I literally had to, like, push the door out and nudge the dude in the back, like, yo, dude, you're standing in front of a door. Every day I see stupidity everywhere. You know, in like The Sixth Sense, I see dead people. I see stupidity everywhere.
That's your gift?
Yes.
You ever feel the prickly things in the back of your neck start to stand up? That's someone being an idiot. We were getting on a flight, Jamie and I. And this was the worst smelling aircraft in the history of aircrafts. Mm. And Jamie doesn't even like hold back a little bit. He's like, did like dead bodies fart on this like out loud as we're boarding? And he's like, what's wrong with you people? And it was just like, Jamie, shut up. People know I'm with you. Shut your mouth. And it's just like, seriously, it smells like the like Bigfoot didn't, you know, complete that movie quote. Like, it was just terrible. And I was
nothing
like,
worse than a bad smell that you're trapped with.
For a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's the worst. And then you just the air is getting recycled and you just feel like you're breathing it all in. It's just like, oh, God.
Trey?
Somebody that swam in the pool thought this was a bath and came on the flight.
He is an angry man.
What would WWJD?
WWJD.
Yeah.
What would Jamie do?
What would Jamie do?
He would take the door off the hinges.
Complain about.
And then somehow shank someone. Shiv? Shiv or shank? I don't know. What do we do?
I don't know. What a spork.
I think you shank with a shiv.
You shank with a shiv.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now we're all better people. Brian and Lehigh Valley are on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I'm pretty confident the Phillies are going to make a move. I think there's a reason Klentak's going out to Detroit tonight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.